at F2. We started the end of Perek Habo Yaminta. We start from Samach Aleph on the base in Yeromis. The Mishnah till the end of the Perek is going to discuss the mitzvah of Piri Berivya. So we explained so far that Kodem Matan Torah, the mitzvah applied to all the Nochrim, applied to everybody. And after Matan Torah, the Gemara says this mitzvah is the one and only mitzvah that was Nemra of the Mishnah. It was given before Maimon Har Sinai. It was repeated again at Maimon Har Sinai. Where was it repeated? They had to be purish from their wives 3 days before Maimon Har Sinai. And then the Rabban Shalom said on Samach Beis Amen Aleph, Rabban Shalom said, Al Tikshu Alisha. And then after Maimon Har Sinai, Kaz Bracha tells Moshe Rabbeinu around 10 lines from the top of Samach Beis Amen Aleph, where it says, Dvorim chapter, what does it say? Chapter Hey. Lechem Olehem Shuvah Lechem Lehol Lechem. Tell everybody they should go back to their wives. And that was a repeat of the mitzvah period of Rivia. So the Gemara says, because it was Nemra Benishmitz, it was given Kodem Matan Torah, and it was repeated at Maimon Har Sinai. So after Matan Torah, the mitzvah only applies to Bnei Yisrael, no longer applies to the Umas Olam. The Umas Olam no longer have the mitzvah. So the Gemara has, we skipped a little bit, we're going to go through all the Gemara. So we read the last narrow line on Samach Beis Amen Aleph, starts Itmar, right before the white line. Itmar. Hoyel Abonim Biyosu Avikachavim. And Nochri was married, and he had a son and a daughter, and then he converts in his Geyer. So Rabbi Yochanan says he's in fulfillment of Piri Rivi with the children that he had, Kodim Shimon's Geyer. And Rish Lakish disagrees. How can it be in fulfillment? Al Pidin, he says on the third white line, Gershon is Geyer, Kodim Shimon Eladami. So we know that Din, Gershon is Geyer, it says that Din appears Le'elcha Beis Amen Aleph, it says in the margin. This idea appears earlier in the Masechta of Chabbeis Amen Aleph, Vishin Nun means Vishom Nisman. And that daf on Chabbeis Amen Aleph in the Masoras HaShas, they give you all the cross references. Where else that din appears in the Gemara? So it appears basically in the three places, Gershon, Izkar, Kotten, Shanel, Adami. The Gemara says, let's say two brothers, non-Jews, convert. And now they're both Jewish. So we say they're not considered brothers anymore. They're kosher la'edis. There can be the two Edim at a chasana. One can testify for or against the other one. They're not considered Kroitim at all. And even at the Rabbanim, they didn't change the din. Then you have Minatora, a brother and a sister who both convert are permitted to marry each other. But at the Rabbanim, the Gemara gives two different reasons why we don't permit that. At the Rabbanim, we don't allow it. A brother should marry a sister. The two brothers who converted can testify even with the Rabbanan. The Gemara says, why don't you make the same gzera that you made? You don't allow a brother and a sister to marry. How do you allow two brothers to testify in court? Or to be Edim and a chasanet? So the Gemara says, no, Edim always have to come to a Bezin. Bezin knows the dinim. You don't have to make gzeras with Bezin. They know the dinim. Gershon is Gaiku, Kotin Shanel, Adami, that they're not related at all. Then the third case, the Gemara has Gershon is Gaiku. If a child converts, so strictly speaking, he doesn't get Yerusha from the father. The father's a Nochri and he has a lot of money, so when he dies, the money goes by Yerusha to the children. So the Nochri children who didn't convert, who remain Nochrim, they'll get the whole Yerusha, and the child who converted doesn't get the Yerusha at all. Then the Gemara says, with the Rabbanon, they made a takana. Hefke Bezna Hefke, they made a takana that the daughter who converts, the son of the daughter who converts, should get the Yerusha, because if you're going to leave it on a din deraisa, let's say the father's a multimillionaire, and the daughter converted to become Jewish. So she may decide to convert back to her former religion in order to get the Yerusha. Al Pidin is not going to help, even if she converts back. Once she converted, she's Jewish and she doesn't get the Yerusha. But we're afraid that she may decide to convert back to her original religion, thinking that she now she'll be eligible to get the Yerusha. The made a takana that made the Rabban, she should Yarshin the father. But on the level of the Raisa, there's no Yerusha. So all the three cases, Gershin is Gayer, Kikot and Shanela, that means they're no longer craving. The two brothers are no longer craving, they're kosher leilis together, or want to get one for or against the other. The brother and the sister are allowed to marry Minatorah, Midirabona, we don't permit it. And the child who converts doesn't yarshin the father because Kikot and Shanela, they're not related anymore.
How do you enforce that? What influence do you have over the Godish father? He's interested in what the halacha is, he's going to divide according to what you just learned.
If he wants to leave money for the Jewish daughter who converted, a nice thing.
Well, he's not going to ask halacha how to divide his money. How do you enforce that?
If the government in Eretz Yisrael will be run by the Aguda or by the Shas, and they'll have Bati Dinim paskening for the country instead of secular courts. So this will be the din. Okay. If they're not asking us, and nisht is nisht, okay. But that's the din. On the level of their Isa, the one who converted, the child who converted, doesn't get Yerusha from the pair. Okay.
Doesn't it come out here, don't we say here, Abba Mikdash Kamur Levush Kala?
Right, that's why Midirabban, that's why we don't permit the brother and the sister to marry, because when they were Nochrim, they were prohibited to marry. And then we're going to say, but if you convert, then making you Jewish makes life easier for you. We don't want people to have that mistaken impression. Shalayom, people shouldn't say, Bani Mikdusha Chamur, Mikdusha Kala. When we were non-Jews, the law was more strict. Now that we converted, we became Jewish, and now we can marry our own sisters. The reason why they can marry, because they're not considered a brother and a sister, but the people will say that making you Jewish makes life easier for you. So we don't want people to think like that. We say, Kiddushan b'mitzvosof. When a person converts, he becomes Jewish, and he's obligated to observe more mitzvahs, not less mitzvahs.
Like a midi,
Nah, it's a different thing. No, the Gemara has two reasons. One is Shalayam Abad Mekdusha Chamur Lekdusha Kala, and the other reason is if people will see a brother and a sister marrying, so someone will think he can marry his sister also. They may not know that these two people converted. That's why they're allowed to marry. You can't marry your sister because no one converted over there. You're afraid that if we'll let them marry, the Mosa the Chlufe, two Jewish people, a brother and a sister, may marry each other. So that's the reason of Rish Lakish over here. I'm not Yotze Piri Rivya because my next door neighbor has children. I have to have my children. The children have to be related to me. So if you have the father, a non-Jewish couple have children, a son and a daughter when they were non-Jewish, and then they convert to become Jewish. So Rish Lakish says, how can you say you're Yotze Piri Rivya with the children that you had? They're not considered your children anymore. Since Kikot and Shanel, the Dhamma, you're not related to them anymore. So that's a question. Why does Rabbi Yechanan disagree? Why shouldn't Rabbi Yechanan agree? He knows that there is a din of Gershon is Gar Kikot and Shanel, the Dhamma. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Shlokish was a student of Rabbi Yechanan. So whenever there's the Gemara that has earlier in the Masechta, Lamed Vav, whenever there's Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish, we always pass like Rabbi Yechanan, who is the Rebbe of Rish Lakish, except for three cases where we pass in the later generations when they voted on all the issues that are machlekes, and so the majority always voted like Rabbi Yechanan. So over here also we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So that's the shaila. How come we say that you yotze pirim review with the children that you had before you converted? What happened to the rule of kikot neshanala dami?
Before the father converted, he did fulfill the mitzvah of Peru
Revu. Now we're going to revoke it when he converts. He didn't have it. The Nachrim, after Matan Torah, the Nachrim no longer have the mitzvah of Peru Revu. After Matan Torah, the mitzvah only applies to the Jews. Kodem Matan Torah applied to everybody. And the nature of the mitzvah was Peru Revu Milas Haaretz, to populate the earth. And after Matan Torah, the whole nature of the mitzvah changed. It only applies to the Jewish nature of the mitzvah is to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation. We'll soon see in the Gemara. It's in the Gemara like that. That the nature of the mitzvah changed. No longer to populate the whole world, it's to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation. So that's the Shiloh over here. So the quote from Rav Elbala Soloveitchik in the Shurim in the end of Pchoris. This Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish appears in the end of Pchoris as well. So he says the following. He says, since there was a time, Koyde Matan Torah, that Piri Rivia did apply to the non-Jews, it has to begin with what you said. There was a time in historically, before Matan Torah, the mitzvah Piri Rivia did apply to the non-Jews. So we share this in common with the non-Jews. They used to have the mitzvah Piri Rivia, and now we have the mitzvah. So the only time you say Gershon is got to cut in Shinele Dami if the dinim are not the same. Let's say, Krovim Apostle Edis is only a din by Jews. By non-Jews, there's no such din. Or what else is cut in Shinele? The laws of Yerusha. The laws of Yerusha are different by the Goyim than by the Jews. By the Jews, the din is only the sons get Yerusha, the daughters don't get, and the Bchor gets Pishnayim. By the Nochrim, there's no din of Bchor getting Pishnayim, and the son and the daughter Yarshan equally. So since the dinim of Yerusha are very different, so then therefore you say Gershon is got kakot nishanola dami. One of them converts, one is Jewish and the other one is not Jewish. They don't convert the same split second. First, that's the Chasam Sofer in his Chidushim on Maseches Avodah Zarah raises the question: where in the world did the Tanoim get such a wild idea from to say Gershon is got kakot nishanola dami, that a brother is allowed to marry his own sister? On the level of the rice, it's only forbidden by the Rabban. Where they have such a wild idea, Gershon is Garkot and Shinal Dami. So he doesn't know what the marker is. He doesn't know what the marker is. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, I think I must have said it last week, Rav Soloveitchik said, we have a pasuk that says that if a Jew gives a ring to a non-Jewish girl and says, Areat Ishti, the Kiddushin is not Chal. Or the reverse, if a non-Jewish man gives a ring to a Jewish girl, Ein Kiddushin Tofsin. If one is Jewish, one is not Jewish, Ein Kiddushin Tofsin. Why? So he showed there's a Tosfos in the middle of Gitna, Mem Gimel, where Tosfos shows from the Gemara, it's because you can't have any kurva between a Jew and a Goy. So Ishus is a kurva. A husband and a wife are related. They can't have any kurva. So the same thing, let's say you have a brother and a sister, and one of them converts. So one converts, the other one is still not Jewish. So when one converts, they can't be brother and sister. They can't have any kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew. Just like there's no tefisas kiddushin. There's no tefisas kiddushin because you can't have kurva, so you can't have kurva of a brother and a sister either. Then when the second sibling converts, so then now they're both Jewish. Now you should say that they're brother and a sister. So you can't become brother and a sister at the age of 25. You have to be brother and sister from birth. You can't become brother and sister later in life. What if you would have, let's say, if it would be possible that a brother and a sister would convert the same split second. So until they converted, they were brother and a sister. They were born brother and a sister. Then they both convert simultaneously, so there wasn't even one split second. Let's say, for example, the man who wants to convert has to be mal first. A woman doesn't have to do bris milah, but they both have to be tovel and a mikvah. So let's say they're both tovel in the same, in one mikveh, the other mikveh, and both mikvahs were not kosher until you open up the plug. So they opened up the plug, they made both of them kosher simultaneously. Both mikvahs became kosher simultaneously. So both the brother and the sister were related until the tovel and the mikveh. Then the tovel exactly the same split second. So there wasn't one moment of time where one was Jewish but the other one was not Jewish. So then you wouldn't say Gershon is Gar. That's a famous comment from the Maharal Prague. And his Maharal Prague wrote a commentary. It's called Gur Aryeh, commentary on Pirush Rashi Alatur. So every so often he has some original comment. So he has this famous comment on the Pasuk that says, after Matan Torah, the Jewish people were bellyaching, they were complaining, they were crying, they were crying about the dinam of Arayas. That why did the Ribbono Shel Olam give them so many more restrictions? When they were Nochrim, the laws were not so strict. And now that the Torah was given to the Bnei Yisrael, so now the laws are more strict. The list of forbidden marriages is much longer than it used to be for the non-Jews. So the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, the first half in paragraph Lez in the Mila, that when the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the mitzvah, Mila Avraham Avinu was so happy. So that's why throughout all the generations, mitzvah shikib la'alem simcha, daim mikami most of the simcha. So whenever you have a bris, everybody's happy, you throw a party, and everybody's celebrating. And whenever you have a chasen, there's always a machloikis about something. The mechotonim don't get along. Someone's always has some breakers, some kind of machlokes. Why? Because when the Rebbeinu Shalom gave the din about marriage, the forbidden marriages, so the people were bellyaching, baruch on the mishpachaisav. So the mitzvah that we weren't mekabel in the first place, b'simcha, so there's always ktota. Like a ksuba de la ramen be'tigvah, there's always a machlokes about something. So the Marami Prague is bonding with the kasha. What was the problem? After Matan Torah, they weren't allowed to marry more relatives. They're allowed to marry. They could even marry the brother, can marry the sister now. They didn't have the Issah Derabbanan yet. That was only the din of their Isis. So everyone should have been thrilled. What's the problem over here? So he says, apparently you don't apply Gershon Isgar Kotnishan Aladamit to Maimon Hasina. Only applies later, after Maimon Hasina, when an individual person converts, then you say Kotnishan Aladamit. Why was Maimon Hasina? That was the Geris of Klal Yisrael. And one learns out all the dinim of Geris from Maimon Hasina, that everybody had a bris in Eretz Mitzrayim before the Korban Pesach, and that was not only because Kol Ora Lo Yechol Boy, whoever didn't have a bris milah, he's not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach, that's one reason. But the Gemara says more, that bris, that the national bris milah, everybody had a bris in Mitzrayim before Achilas HaPesach, that was the bris that led to the Geirus of Klal Yisrael. And then before Maimon Hasina, everybody had to go to mikveh, and everybody screamed out, Nasa V'Nishma. So the essence of Geirus is Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, the person has to commit himself, say Nasa V'Nishma, he has to pledge, he has to commit himself to observe all the mitzvahs of Torah. And then the men have to have a bris milah, and the women and the men, everybody has to have tefillah in the mikveh. So we learn all the dinim of Geirus from Maimon Hasina. So why is it that a Maimon Hasina, this din didn't apply? So the Maharal Prague gives up a strange reason, and the later commentaries break the head to try to understand what he's talking about. He says the Geirus of Maimon Hasina was Bal Korcham. The Gemara says, Kof Aleim Har Kegigas. They didn't really want to become Jewish. They didn't want to accept the mitzvah. So since the Geirus was Bal Korcham, so the din doesn't apply. Well, why? Why shouldn't that apply? Geirushin is Gar Kanshan. Why does it only apply if the person was Mekabel mitzvahs on his own? That's problematic. So one can get a different explanation. The din is that
it was the same time.
The same time. Yeah. It was one national Geirus on everybody. Everybody had to be toivel in a mikveh. Everybody had to have his own bris milah. But we see they only brought one carbon Geirus. So you also learn that from Maimon Hasina. Whenever a Geir converts, he has to bring a carbon oilo. You have to bring a carbon. And all the Geirim who convert today, we have a lot of Geirim today. If they'll live so long to see a Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, they'll all be mechayiv to bring a Korban Oilo. A Geir has to bring a Korban Oilo. But in Maimon Hasina, you don't find every single one of the Shishim Ribo men and women. Everybody brought a Korban? No. There was one national Korban on behalf of all the Klal Yisrael. So apparently, even everybody had to be tovel in his own mikvah, and everybody had to have his own bris milah. But apparently, it was one big national Geirus on everybody. And apparently, the Geirus was chal in one split second. You don't say one converted today, the other one converted yesterday. So there was a period of time, one was Jewish, one was not Jewish. So at that time, there was no kurva. You can't have a kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew. So even after the second sibling converted, or the end converted later, so they can't be related now because you can't become an aunt and a nephew in mid-age. Either you're born like that or not. So apparently by Maimon Hasina, it was one big national Geirus that was Chal V'Masachas on everybody. It's Chal V'Masachas, so you don't apply the din of Gershon Isgar Kotnish and all of them. So this is what Rav Elbel Soloveitchik says in the Shurim in the end of Chorus. He says that based on a comment that Rashi makes there in the end of Chorus, that the only time you say Kotnish and all of them is if the dinim are different, like by Yerusha. If the daughter converted and the father's a multimillionaire, so the dinim of Yerusha are different by Jews and by Goyim. There's no din of Pishtayim by the Goyim. There's no din that the sons get the Yerusha, the daughters don't. The sons and the daughters get equally by the Umas Olam. So since the dinim are different, so that's why you can't have a kurva between a Jew and a Goy. Or you can't have a kurva between a Jew and a Goy as far as Arayis, prohibited marriages, because the table of Arayis is different. The list of relatives that you're not allowed to marry is different by Jews than it is by Goyim. So that's why you can't have a kurva. So the Gemara says, though, but by Piri Rivia, since Koydim Matan Torah, Piri Rivia did apply to the Goyim and to the Jews. And after Matan Torah, it still applies to the Jews. The whole nature of the mitzvah is different. But the Inyan of Piri Rivia, that you have to have children, is shared in common by both, so therefore you don't say kikot and shanal adami. It's a difficult svar. It's a problematic svar. So we mention on this din that we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, that the non-Jew who had a family, had a son and a daughter when he was not Jewish, and then he converts, then he's in fulfillment of Piri Rivya. So the Rambam writes, Nizgar hu behem, if the children also converted. So the Magen Mishnah learns Pshat in the Rambam. Magen Mishnah is printed on the side of the page in the Rambam. Magen Mishnah learns Pshat in the Rambam that he's only in fulfillment of Piri Rivya if the children convert also. If the children remain not Jewish, then the father is not Yotze Piri Rivya with non-Jewish children. The whole nature of the mitzvah, Efer Matan Torah, changed. It's no longer Milas Haaretz, no longer to populate the earth. Rather, the nation of mitzvah is to transmit Torah to the next generation, to transmit Torah values to the children, preferably your own children. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the second parak, that Hamagadol Yasa Mitoch Beso, one who doesn't have children, and he adopts, it's a partial kiyum mitzvah by adopting and raising. And if a person doesn't adopt, but he supports yeshivas, a person teaches Torah. The Gemara says that the Rambam quotes the Gemara Ben Azai. He either never got married or he got married, he got divorced. He said marriage is not for him. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara. If a person is crazy about learning and he just wants to learn, then he says that marriage is not for him. In the other oven, he's not violating a mitzvah. Why not? And if he says, I want to learn, he doesn't want to daven, doesn't want to prave a seder, doesn't want to shake a lulav, doesn't want to say halal, doesn't want to daven musaf, doesn't want to do any mitzvah, it's a taitnish. The whole learning is worthless. Learning is supposed to be in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So why do you say, if he doesn't want to have children, in the other oven? So Rav Soloveitchik thought it's only because he's teaching Torah to the public. Ben Azai was a tana. If a person in the Lama Torah Lacherim, then it's Malal Akasam Kilu Yeloda. It's a partial Kiyama Mitzvah of Piri Verivya. The real Kiyama Mitzvah is to transmit Torah to your children. And second best is to transmit Torah to other people. So that's what Ben Azai was teaching Torah to a lot of people. He was a Tana. He was teaching Torah. So there was a partial Kiyama Mitzvah. So you don't insist that he has to get married to teach Torah to his own children. And beyond the oven, because he's fulfilling the mitzvah b'di'evid in this incomplete form. So the whole nature of the mitzvah changed. So that's what the Magen Mishnah learns Pshat and the Rambam, that the Gershon is Goyer, is Yotze Piri Rivya, only provided the children also converted. But if the children remain Goyim and he's not transmitting Torah values to the next generation, then there's no Kima mitzvah. That's the Magen Mishnah learns, that's Poshim Pshat and the Rambam. The Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer quotes the Maharal Prague, who does not understand the Rambam like that. He understood the Rambam. If the father converts and the children remain goyim, he certainly, Rabbi Yechanan says, he's Yotze Piri Rivya. The Rambam meant to say, even if they both converted, so the father converted first, and he was Kekotin Shenolad, he moved away from the children. Kekotin Shenoladam, he's removed from them. Then the children converted and they removed themselves from the father. So there's a double kikot and shanel adam. The father was Megaya first and the children of Megaya later. So even though you should have said twice, Zemol, Gershon is Gai, Kot and shanel adam, and they shouldn't be related, even though they were Nizgai Ruhu Behem, he's still Yotze Piri Rivya. But if the children remain Goyim, for sure he's Yotze Piri Rivya. That's a different interpretation in the Ram, that he's Yotze Piri Rivya, but Goyish are children. That's not what we were assuming before. The Pashtus is that, like the Magen Mishnah, that the Rama meant you're only Yotz in the mitzvah of Piri Rivya if the children also convert. So you're transmitting Yiddishkeit to the next generation.
What did Rabban Zai do with Loi Toiv Yos Levadai? Hashem's Baruch said Loi Toiv Yos Levadai, so we should have everyone.
Yeah, that's what we said. The Rambam counts them as two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah is to get married, and even if the person already has many children from the first wife, and the wife passes away, so the Gemara says, he shouldn't stay alone, he should marry again. There's one mitzvah to get married, there's another mitzvah to have children, right? Two different mitzvahs.
Yeah, so they both make kind of death mitzvah.
Yeah, the ger, he gets married after he converts. Okay, he remarries the first wife, or he marries someone else, whatever the story is.
Talking about the outside.
That what?
Rav Azai, the
Tana.
Ah, yeah. Oh, what's with that mitzvah? That's a problem. That is a problem. Okay. Look, if a person We all know people who are not shocked that they should get married. They're not 100% there. We all know, I just spoke, there's a singles function downstairs. They're all very lovely boys and girls. I don't know why they're not marrying each other. But we all know there are single people who just don't lend themselves to get married. Nisht is nisht. It's not, you're going to get married. He's going to make his life miserable. He's going to make his wife miserable. So then, b'ki ha-gavna, there's no mitzvah to get married. So Ben Azai was, he was crazy about learning. He's not going to be able to treat his wife the way he's supposed to. So he did everybody a favor by not getting married. Okay, some people are just not cut out for getting married. Okay, so they shouldn't get married.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. He didn't fulfill Shabbos, that's for sure. They didn't fulfill Shabbos, yeah. Oh, that's what you mean? Uh-huh. Could be. Could be that that's the pshat. Yeah, the Gemara has, there are different opinions over here. How many children I have to have? So the Mishnah on Samach Aleph on the base quotes a machlekes. There was a machlekes b'sham and Silva, the different versions. What was the machlekes? So the Mishnah quotes, they both told you have to have two children. B'sham say you have to have two boys, and B'silva say a boy and a girl. And we pass like B'silva. But then the Gemara quotes a brisa, a tosefta here. Beis Shammai say you have to have two boys and two girls. And Beis Hillel say a boy and a girl. Then there's another version from the Sefta that Beis Hillel say one child. O Zohar on the cable, one child. Why? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Maybe Beis Hillel think that the nature of the mitzvah Piriviyah is identical with the Pasuk in Yeshaya. La Tobara, the Shevis Yitzor. So if the couple has one child, so they're propagating the race by having one child. The Pasuk in Yeshaya sheds light on the Pasuk in Chumash. L'ato b'ro l'shevis yitzar. Yeah. But we paskin like Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, that you're only Yetzer Piriviyah if you have a son and a daughter. That we mentioned, the Mishnah has later, there's a, we paskin l'alocha that women are not mukhiyev to fulfill Piriviyah. Are the women mukhiyev to fulfill Shevis? Here, that's the Mishnah Samachem at base. About 10 lines from the top. Uish mitzuver peruri lo hil isha. Radechem Rebreke disagrees. Al shnei moim peruribu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke both to Adam and Techava. He said to both peruribu. So he disagreed. Radechem Rebreke calls women are mukhiyev in peruribu. And we pass on like the Tanakam. Women are not mukhiyev. So women are not mukhiyev, so the women don't have to get married, they don't have to have any children at all. So the Bishmur on the first page in Ibn Ezra is a standard commentary on the side of the page in Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezra. So he points out there's two opinions in Tosafos and two different mezichtos, not in the same mezichta, where the women are mukhiyev in the mitzvah of Shevis, even though they're not mukhiyev in Pirei Reviyah, maybe they're mukhiyev in Shevis. So what did you gain by saying they're not mukhiyev in Pirei Reviyah? If you come through the back door, you're mukhiyev in Shevis. So the commentaries on the side say, no, Shevis means you have one child. Let's say a woman had one child and her husband died, or the husband, she got divorced from the husband. Is she mechuyev to marry a person to have another child? Is she mechuyev? So we paskin that women are not mechuyev in Pruribu, so they don't have to have a zocher unikeva. But it's 2 days in Tosafos where the women are mechuyev in Shevis. Maybe they're mechuyev to have one child. If they have one child from a previous marriage, then they're not mechuyev to marry one who's interested in having more children. If there would have been mechuyev in Pirei Reviyah, there would have been mechuyev. It wouldn't be enough to have one child. It would have been mechuyev to have two children. That's the difference between Shevis and Puruvu. Puruvu is more than Shevis. And there was one version that was Beis Hillel Shita. Beis Hillel said, O Zohar, O Nikeva. The Gemara says, my time in the Beis Hillel Shanem, I'll let Tawabara, the Shevis Yitzhar. You have one child, you know, it's a Pirei Reviyah.
Shevis only with a kosher, whatever the mamza.
The Gemara says if you have a mamza, you yotze piriviriviya. Yeah. There's a Mishnah earlier that Mishesh Laben Mikomakom, the din is that if a man is married and he dies and he leaves no children, so his wife needs either chalitza or yibum. However, if he has Mishesh Laben Mikomakom, let's say he has a child from a previous marriage, or he has a child, a mamza. So Mishesh Labim Bekomka, however he has a child, so there's no din of Yibam Machalit. So the Gemara says, and you ate it peri rivya with the child who is a mamza. Yesh lebe mekomakom is you are yotze peri rivya. Min haschinach discuss, why don't you say it's a mitzvah bava avera? They said the man was bar leishes ish, and they had a child that's a mamza. So how can you say that it's yotze peri rivya? Why don't you say that it's a mitzvah bava avera? So the Min haschinach talks about that kash. So Abchaim Soloveitchik has a famous answer. He gave a different definition of what's mitzvah bava avera. Does mean that I did an aver that enabled me to do a mitzvah. It means a cheftza shel aver, if I have a lulav ha-gozel, when you steal a lulav, so you get kinyonik zela on the lulav, and it has a shame gozel on it. When a person, bo'aleshishish, and they have a child, so that's not called a cheftza shel aver, a child is a mamzer, but it's not called a cheftza shel aver. So the din is you can't use a cheftza shel aver to serve as a mitzvah. Here, the child is not the cheftza shel aver. Anyway, that's the din. If a person has a child as a mamzer, it's also you have to peer review with the mamzer.
Yeah. And if the child was not Jewish?
So the Marami Prague thought that the Rama meant to say, even if the children converted, if the father converted and the children didn't convert, for sure the father is yetzer peri rivya with the non-Jewish children. Yeah, but that's only let's say a Jewish man has an affair with a non-Jewish woman, then the child is not mesiachas after him. He's not related. So he's not yetzer peri rivya. The only time Arami Prague says like this is, originally he was not Jewish and the children were his. They were related to him. And then later on he converts. You know, even though they didn't convert, he thought that the Rambam never said that you're not Yotze Peri Rivya there. The Rambam meant to say, even if they both converted, and each one is Kachot and Shanol, they don't from the other one, you're still Yotze Peri Rivya, but if the father converted and the children didn't, he is Yotze Peri Rivya. And the Magen Mishnah thinks that the Rambam never said that. The Rambam meant to say, only if the children are Jewish, at the end of the day. The children, even though they were related to him originally, if the children don't convert, he wouldn't be Yotze Peri Rivya with the children.
Shabbos
probably would be, I'd say. Shabbos, as long as you populate the world, even if they're not related to you, probably would be good. Yeah. Probably would be good. So the Gemara has a comment here that we learn out from the Pasuk, Shvulach and Poem Ahamar, Am Hadoim Alahamar. Where's the Gemara? Here, it's about 10 lines from the bottom. The last word on the line is chayas. Ches yud yud samach. Yichas. Chayas. So that line says it's about the 12, 13 lines from the bottom of samach besim and alt. Omar Rav, akol moedim be'eved, she'el chayas means if there was an eved kanaini and he was living with the shifcha kanainis and they had children, had a son and a daughter, a biological son and a daughter, and then the eved is nishtachrer. Now it becomes a ben chayrin. So is he mechuyif to get married now to an isha bas bonim? Then he should have a son and a daughter to be yotze peri rivya? Or do you say he's yotze peri rivya with the children that he had while he was still an eved? So even though hakol moedim means like that, even though he passed like Rabbi Yochanan, that you were yotze peri rivya with the children that you had when you were a nachri, and you don't worry about kakot and shenad ladami. But Hakol Moedim, even Rabbi Yochanan will agree to Reish Lakish if originally he was an eved when he had the children. And the Pasuk says, by the Akedah, Shvulchan Poyam Achamor, Avraham Avinu told the two Avonim, he took two Avonim with him, and he told them, Shvulchan Poyam Achamor. Why such a Loshan? That's the way he said it. Gemara says, the Chumash writes it. That's not the way Avraham Avinu said it. The Chumash, when the Torah quotes people are saying things, not necessarily verbatim quotation. The Baruch Shalom, it's not a misrepresentation, but it's not necessarily verbatim a quotation. The Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, right in the Chumash, this lashon, Shulachan Paimachamor, to teach the Jewish people the din that an Eved Kenani is considered Amadoi Malachamor. That just like there's no yachas, there's no kurva between a chamor and the vlodis, don't say it's a father and a son, there is a kurva, there is a din. There's a din of Osili Ezbenoi, you know, like the Shech Tosu Ezbenoi B'yonechot. And the Gemara has a machla. Even on the Chumash, it says Shorvasa Oso V'Yesbeno Lo Sishchatu. It says Loshen Zocher. So that's a Sveikah Adina, whether it applies to a male father only to the mother. For sure it applies the mother and the Vlad, you're not allowed to shecht on the same day. And what about shechting the father and the Vlad? That's what it says in the Chumash. So that's the Sveka de Dina. What's a machlek and satanaim? And the Sveka de Dina, what do we say? What's the Lashon HaGemara? Choshishim lezera ha'av. Is there only a kurva between, in behemoth, there's only a kurva between the mother and the Vlad? Or there's even a kurva between the father and the Vlad? The father just has tashmish with the mother, and then the mother carries the uber for 9 months. So by human beings, of course there's a kurva between the father and the Vlad. The father determines whether he's a kohen, a levi, shevet zvulun, shevet yisachar. And the father determines whether the person is an, let's say you have a mixed marriage, the father's an amaleki and the mother's not. The father's a mitzvi, a daimi, the father's a amoni mayavi or something, and the mother is not. So, b'umas halach achar azocher, we say mishpacha sabkri, mishpacha say menikri, mishpacha. Whenever you have a mixed marriage, the status of the child is determined by the father. Whether the child, just like by the Jews, the status of the child is determined by the father. If you have a mixed marriage, well, both parents are Jewish. But one is a Kohen, Levi, Zvulun, Shevet Yisachar, Shevet Yehuda, whatever. So the status of the child is determined by the father. So too, if you have both parents are not Jewish, the status of the child is established, is determined by the father. If you have a mixed marriage, one is Jewish, one is not Jewish, then nobody holds that it's determined by the father. There are four logical possibilities, so nobody says that possibility. It's not determined by the father. The one sheet that we pass comes all determined by the mother. If the mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish. Mother is a goyim. If the father is Jewish, then the child, the mother is a goyim. Then the child is not Jewish. That's the way that it says in the Mishnahs. But Tosfos in the beginning of first Perek in Yevamos, Tosfos says that there are three opinions in the Tanoim. One Tana is of the opinion if either the father or the mother is Jewish. That's where the Reform have adopted that. After 2,000 years, it was outvoted 2,000 years ago. So the Reform adopted it because they have so many intermarriages. So if you're going to say it's all determined by the mother, so here for the Balabatam are not Jewish. So they, Shas HaTrak, so they were Mekel, so they said like that Tana, either the father or the mother. Then there's another opinion in the days of the Tanaim, in order to be Jewish, you have to have both the father and the mother have to be Jewish. And if only the mother is Jewish, then the child is not Jewish. So Tosfos says there were four Shittas in the days of the Tanaim and Amoraim, where they need both parents to be, what? When you have a mixed marriage, well, one parent is Jewish, one parent is not Jewish. How do you establish whether the children are Jewish? So here's the Tosfos. Am I right? Here, it's on Tezayin on the base. Rabbi Kivegar asked the Kasha. He says there are four opinions. Tosfos says there are four opinions. So Rabbi Kivegar says he doesn't know what they're talking about. Mishnah says it all depends on the mother. Yeah, that's the Psak Halacha, but the Chazon Ish explains. He shows you all the Gemaras. In the days of the Talmud, there was an opinion that the child is only Jewish if both parents are Jewish. There was an opinion either the father or the mother. And the third opinion is the one that's accepted by the Mishnah. It all depends on the mother. And this, there never was a shita that it all depends on the father. How come? If both parents are Jewish, the status of the child is established by the father, whether the child is a kohen, a levi, a shevet zvulun, a shevet yisachar. Both parents are not Jewish, but one is an amaleki, one is a mitzri, one is a moyavi, one is a knaini or something, so the status of the child is established by the father. Why? Because it all depends on the father. How come if you have a mixed marriage and one is Jewish, one is not Jewish, how come over there nobody says, there never was a shita like that, that it depends on the father? Why? Everything should be the same. The answer is because being Jewish is not a function of what mishpacha you belong to. It can't be a function of mishpacha. V'haraya, there's an institution of geiris. The ger converts, a goy converts, and he becomes Jewish. He's not mishpacha to anybody. He's not a blood relative of anybody. He's still Jewish, like everybody else. He's Jewish. So you see that being a Jew is not a function of what mishpacha. Being a kohen, a levi, shevet zvulun, shevet yisachar, that's a question of mishpacha. What mishpacha do you belong to? And being an amoni, a mitzvi, a daimi, a knaini, a amalaki, whatever, that's a function of mishpacha. what mishpacha do you belong to? But being Jewish as opposed to being a non-Jew, that's not a can't be a function of mishpacha. Then you wouldn't be able to be mekabel ger. From the fact that there exists an institution of ger, it shows that being Jewish is not a function of mishpacha. So it's a question: do you belong to the Jewish nation? So the Tanaim all worked on the assumption that it can't be the same din, that it should depend on the father. So each one had a different drasha from a different pasuk. Either depends, both parents have to be Jewish, either parent has to be Jewish, or it depends punkt on the mother, not on the father. Yeah. That's what the Chazon Ish points out on the Tosafot. Rabbi Kaveger asked, he's only aware of the Mishnah later, the last Rabbi Kaveger there, and the Gilyan HaShas on Tazayin and the base. The Tosafot of the Kachav, not the long Tosafot, I'm right. The Tosafot of the Kachav says there are four shittas, so there really are four shittas, yeah. So here, Hedi Gemara says, the Rabban Shalom quotes what Avraham Avinu said, Shvulach Empire Machamar. He probably didn't say it like that. He said it differently, but the Rabban Shalom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, right in the Chumash, Shvulach Empire Machamar, to teach the Jewish people this din, that just like by Behemoth, there's no Yichus, there is a din of Osebe is Benai. That when you get to that, there is a din of a little bit. It applies to the mother and the vlad, and it's a sfeikah adina, where the allowed to shech the father and the vlad on the same day. If you did, then you don't get malchus because it's a sofik. You don't get malchus. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Where the choshishim lezera havanan. But we usually say that by behemoth there's no yuchsin. There's no yuchsin by behemoth.
By goyim there is.
By goyim there is yichus. By goyim there is.
It's like a chamor.
No, the chamor that's a v'knayni. Abiknain is a chamor. So the Gemara says, even though Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Reish Lakish, that the Misha Hoyalabanim bin Achri Uso, the Nochri had children when he before he converted, we paskin his Yotzibir review with those children. That's because before he converted, he was related to the children. So even though now that he converts, we say, here you don't apply that. Because
if somebody has same snows, does it make it a marriage? Somebody has Bial Hashem Znos.
Does not make a marriage.
Okay, but so many of
but
them
the children are still related. Children are still related to his children. He's not related to the wife, but he's related to the children.
So it forms a marriage if somebody has Bial Hashem Znos.
Yeah. So then they're not related. The husband and the wife, they never got married. So there's no korva.
So there's no, okay.
Right, but the children will be related then. So the Gemara says, when does Rabbi Yochanan, when do we pass like Rabbi Yochanan? That you yotze peer review with the children that you had before you converted, even though you say, kotn shenol adami, it doesn't ruin the mitzvah peer review. That's only if he was a guy from before. But hakal moedim the eved, since as it did, Eben ein lo yachas, he was never related to the children in the first place. Before he converted, before the Eved was nishtachre, he was never related to the children, because avodim ein lo yachas. There's no tvisis kedushan an Eved with a shivcha, an Eved with a baschorin, an Eved with a goy. There's no tvisis kedushan. So there's no kurva the Eved and his children at all. It's like by behemish, shvulacham pa'y machamar, amadar melachamar. So therefore, the Eved Shenishtachra will not be Yotzeh peer review with two children that he had the Yosef Eved. He was never related to them in the first place. That's a question. What does that mean? We'll soon talk in a minute. Yeah?
When Rabbi Lezer went to Shachra, his Eved Knani, was that Eved a Heftah Shechel Avera?
No.
Rabbi Lezer wanted to have a
minion. He wanted to have a minion.
Minion. So he was in Shachra.
Yeah, so we assume the Gemara explains that it's permissible. Usually there's an Issa, you're not allowed to be Meshach and Evik Naini, but
Mitzvah the Rabbin,
he didn't, it was permissible, right. So Kozman, he was at Ebed, and not Mitzarif him to a minion. Once you Meshach him, then he is Mitzarif to a minion.
Okay,
yeah.
So he's not a Cheft to Avera?
No, it didn't. We assume he didn't do an Avera, it was permissible. It was permissible to be Meshach of the Eved. So this is a big question when we say, Eved ein lo yachas. So Rav Soloveitchik explained like this. He quoted Minchas Chinuch on the mitzvah of Piri B'Rivyah. Minchas Chinuch points out that there are two chaloshemis of kurva. There's a kurva of sher basar and a kurva of mishpacha. We say mishpacha sab kruy mishpacha, mishpacha sem ene kruy mishpacha. The relatives on the mother's side I'm not called mishpacha. What? You're not related to the relatives from the mother's side. You're not allowed to marry your mother's sister. It's an isa karis. Achay sima is an isa. There are relatives from the mother's side. So the answer is, when Chaskana points out, the pasuk says, Isha shall call sher basar lo sikavu legal servo. Arayas depends on relatives of sher basar. Yerusha depends on mishpacha. Yerusha depends on mishpacha. And Pirei Berivya, we'll have to figure it out in a minute. So the shaila is an eved is allowed to marry his sister. Is an eved allowed to marry his sister? Just like you say, Gershon is got cut and Shinol Adonis and Menatari is allowed to marry his sister because they're not related. So you say eved en lo yachas, so the eved is allowed to marry his sister. So Mahaskina points out there's a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam about that. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin that Eved muta bito or muta beimo. And Eved is allowed to marry his mother and he's allowed to marry his daughter. What's going on? What's the case? So there's a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. What does it mean? So I already forgot who says which way. One of the Rishonim says, while he's an Eved, not only does the Eved not have any yichas of mishpacha, he doesn't have any yichas of sher basar either. So he's even mutabima, mutabibita while he's an Eved. And the other one, the other Rishon, I forgot, either Rashi and the Rambam, the other Rishon says, no, it's talking that Eved had a whole family. He had children and so on. So while he's an Eved, he's not allowed to live with his daughter because even though Eved ain't no yachas, he doesn't have a mishpacha. But he does have sher basa, chal Hashem, kurvav sher basa, he does have. Sher basa is both the from the mother's side and the father's side. Mishpacha se'eim, ein akuri mishpacha is not called mishpacha, for Yerusha purposes, for Goel Adam purposes. Goel Adam is only relatives from the father's side. The Rambam says, a relative is Roy the Yerushim. Psuli Yedis, that's a question. The Rambam writes that the Kerevim from the mother's side are only Psuli Yedis, medivrei sofrim. So that expression is always questionable in the Rambam. Divrei Sofrim sometimes means it's only a din de Rabbanon, and sometimes it means a din min haTorah, but it's Torah Shebal Peh, a din that was developed by the rabbis. The rabbis developed Torah Shebal Peh on the level of the Raisa, and they invented din de Rabbanon on the level of the Rabbanon. So that's the question. So the Kesem Mishnah says over there that Divrei Sofrim there means min haTorah. It doesn't mean that it's min de Rabbanon. Others misunderstood the Rambam as saying that the Kerevim Apostle Eid is only relatives from the father's side, relatives from the mother's side, your cousins from the mother's side, not from the father's side, are only Apostle Eid is from the Rabbanon. So the Kesem Mishnah thinks that it's not correct. And he refers you to what he wrote in the first parak in Hilchos Ishus, where the Rambam says that Kiddushe Kesef, Kiddushe Shtar is Torah Shebichsav, and Kiddushe Kesef is Divrei Sofrim. So some misunderstood the Rambam to mean Kedusha Kesef is only Midi Rabbanah, so all of us are only married Midi Rabbanah because we're Mekadosh with a ring. You say, Ariyam Kodesh Libita Bazu, that's Shabbi Kesef, Dina Ki Kesef, and Kedusha Kesef is only Midi Rabbanah. So the Kesef Mishnah said that's not what the Rama meant. He meant Midi Yosef from over there, the same as what he wrote by Kraven from the mother's side, Apostle Adis, Midi Yosef from. He didn't mean it's only Midi Rabbanah. Very often, Midi Yosef from the Rama means Midi Rabbanah, but he thinks over here it means that it's Torah Shabbal Peh. So that's a question. When the Gemara says in Sanhedrin around Daf Nun Chesah, so in the sugyas of Bnei Noach there, so the Gemara says Eved muta beima and muta bebita. So the Minchasina points out as Machleg is Rashi and the Rambam. What does it mean? So some Rishonim say Biyosa Eved, he's allowed to live with his daughter, live with his mother, because not only the Eved doesn't have kurva of mishpacha, he doesn't have kurva of shebasa at all. He has no kurva at all. No share bosses in muta beima muta bebita, just like behemoth. Shulachan paya machamara, amadar machamara, Eved doesn't have any yachas at all. Ein lo chayas means ein lo yachas. Has no yuchsin at all. Not only yuchsin of mishpacha, doesn't have yuchsin of share bosser either. And the other Rishon says, no, biyosa Eved he does have. But if the Eved is nishtachrer, then we say Gershon is gai kakot nishanon, just like when a non Jew converts. We say Gershon is got cut and shalom tamis. So an Eved is freed. If the Yodan is Meshachar him, then the Dinis is say Gershon is got cut and shalom tamis. It's no longer related to the previous relatives. So if it would have been a non-Jew who converted, we would have said Osabim Osabibita Midirabanan for the various reasons. Kadesha Lamabanam Bikdusha Hamur Bikdusha Kala, Odalaisi Lechlufi Bi Israel, we're afraid if you'll allow a brother and a sister to marry by the Gerim. So the Jews will think that a brother can marry a sister. For the Gemara gives two different reasons why they prohibited Midirabanan. The Ger is not allowed to marry his sister Midirabanan. So the one of the Rishonim says, Eved Muta Bima Muta Bebita means if the Eved was Nishtachrer, and you say Kekot Nishanad Adami, so Midat Torah he's allowed to marry his mother and his daughter. I Midirabanan, you should introduce the Gzera Midirabanan, just like the Ger is not allowed to marry his relatives Midirabanan. So the Gemara says, no, L'chal Yisrael Leibo, he's not the same as a regular Ger. By regular Ger, they make a Gzera D'Rabbana, but the Eved Shenishtachre, they never made such a Gzera D'Rabbana. But they never meant to say, that's the Machlekes, Rashi and Ram, they never meant to say that the Eved is Muta Be'im or Muta Be'bita when he's an Eved. No Sheh Basa he does have. Just doesn't have Mishpacha. So if you say like that, that the Eved does have Sheh Basa, just have not. The Kurva of Mishpacha he doesn't have. The Agamara says, how come why then the Eved, if the fellow was an Eved and he had children, and then he's Nishtachrer, so he's not Yerzeh Piri Riviyah B'Dostum, why not? But they were his children, there was a Kurva of Sheh Basa, B'Shaita, there was a Kurva of Sheh Basa. So what you're saying is that you need a Kurva of Mishpacha. It's not enough for the Kurva of Sheh Basa. You need a Kurva of Mishpacha to be Yerzeh Piri Riviyah. And then you're saying, by the Gershon is Gayer, he had a Kurva of Mishpacha before, and you don't take Kekot and Shanel the Dami Benegeh to Piri Riviyah. That's a chiddush in the Gemara. That's a chiddush.
Why is a ger who is megayer meshicher that he is kekutin? He already had a halacha from a woman.
We learn in Gzeres Shavah lo la meisha that just like the women are mechuyev and mitzvahs and shalas, my grandma David is the same, but it's not the same. A woman has a full kedushas Yisrael, and she has an exemption if she doesn't want to. She doesn't have to observe the mitzvahs as she has my grandma. But the Eved has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. It's not the same. It's not the same. Even though you learn Gzeres Shavah lo la meisha, it's not the same. Let's say a woman, the Rabbi Natan says, a woman wants to shake a lulav, she wants to sit in sukkah. Rabbi Natan says, the woman can say a bracha. How can you say a bracha? It's not true. She can say a bracha. The answer is, every word is true. She has a full Kedushas Yisrael. When the Rabban Shalom declared, so Moshe Feinstein writes in his Jewish, Baruch Shalom said to the women, they get the full Kedushas Yisrael like the men. Because some of the Sankov is the women, the Sagalim and Yisrael is the men. Goy Kodesh, everybody has the same level of Kedusha. And Kedusha means Kedushan of the Mitzvahs of Itzivan. Kedusha is not just an abstract concept. Kedusha is Negei La'alocha. You say, Eretzol, there's a Mishnah in Kalim, the first parak in Kalim. The Esa Kedusha is saying there are 10 levels of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha as opposed to Chutz Loretz. And our Yerusham Kaf Yisrael have a higher level of Kedusha than the farms. And Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha than the other Yerusham Kaf Yisrael. Harabais has a higher level of Kedusha and so on and so forth. The 10 levels of Esa Kedusha. Every step in the Mishnah of the Esa Kedusha is the 10 levels of Kedusha until you get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Mishnah tells you the Nafkamina Ledina, because there's no such thing as Kedusha, abstract Kedusha. Kedusha means Kedushana b'mitzvahs. When you say Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, means it's Negei La'alocha, has Kedusha that's Mechayev b'mitzvahs. So we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the men and the women, attempt to leave Goy Kodosh, the men and the women have the same level of Kedusha. Kedusha means they're Mechayev to do mitzvah. Then the Baruch Shalom, if the women don't want to, they don't have to. But they don't have to do the mitzvah says Shas Man Groma. But they have the same level of Kedusha as the men. So if they'll say, if they'll shake the lulav, and they say the bracha, every word of the bracha is true. Kiddushana b'mitzvah, Yisrael b'tzivon, anatil v'zulav. They had the same Kedusha Yisrael as the men that should have theoretically been mechayv, was mechayv them in lulav, but then they have an exemption. If they don't want to, they don't have to. But if they do want to shake the lulav, they have the full Kedusha. If an Eved Kenani wants to shake a lulav, the Pashtus says he can't say a bracha. Pashtus says he wouldn't be able to say a bracha. That's how Soloveitchik used to say, because an Eved has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. There's a Taisa that says not so. There's a Taisa that Gittin says if the Eved wants to sit in the Sukkah, he can also say a Bracha, because Taisa disagrees with the Rambam on this point. Taisa holds that the Eved has a full Kedushas Yisrael. But you still, the Gemara says, still says, you say kikot and shenal v'dami. After the Eved is nishtachrer, you still say kikot and shenal v'dami. Even if you are like Tosfos, that he had a full kedusha yisrael when he was an Eved, and he can say the bracha also when he wants to shake a lulav, just like the Isha can say a bracha. Tosfos in Gittin holds that the Eved Knani can also say a bracha. He has a full kedusha yisrael, but you still say kikot and shenal v'dami. When the Eved is nishtachrer, you say kikot and shenal v'dami. Yeah. So that's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Until Lincoln freed the slaves, there were a lot of Jewish plantation owners in the South. They had Eved Knani. That's why they have, and that's why by the Shvarts in America, a lot of them have biblical names. Kolev and Yoshua. They have all, because they were Chayv and Mitzvahs Kisha. They were, a lot of the plantation owners were Jewish. And when the Avodim gave birth to babies, so they gave them names, Mtarach. They were observing Mitzvahs Kisha. They were Chayv and Mitzvahs Kisha until recently. So these dinim on Shulchan Aruch that the Gershon is Gayer, is Yotze Piruriv with the children he had, Benachri Yusuf, but the Evich and Ishtachrer is not Yotze Piruriv with the children he had, because he was never related to them in the first place. Because the Evich ain't no Yachas. In order to be Yotze Piruriv, you have to have a Yichas of Mishpoch. It's not enough to have a Yichas of Sher Bosa. Evich, even if you hold the Evich, has Sher Bosa, but he doesn't have a Gurva of Mishpoch. That is the Gemara, yeah. So that's the, again, we started this discussion. The Gemara on the last two lines, on Samach Aleph and Beis, the Gemara says, what is the machlokes Bishamay Misilva and the Mishnah? Where did Bishamay come off to say, Shnei Zechorim, that if you have two boys, a Yotze? So they learned it out from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish Ben Ha'isha, after he had two children, two boys. How is he Pirish Ben Ha'isha? But he didn't fulfill Pirish yet. So the answer is, apparently he thought that he did fulfill Piru Rivi. Hi, Tamidus Chasinus, to have more, we saw on Samach, base on the base, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Kohelis, Babak and Zerah Zerecha, V'le'erev al-Tanach Yadecha, even if he had children, Hoyu Labanim, when he was younger, Be'alduso, he should continue to have more children. If you can afford it, then you have Koyach to raise more children. So Hoyu Labanim, he's trying to have more children. We even had the two opinions in the Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on Samach Aleph on the base. The Gemara said, you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, only Limud Torah v'Lisa Isha. What do you mean, Lisa Isha? Means, in order to fulfill Piru Rivya. What if I already have a son and a daughter, and I want to marry another woman, but in order to marry a Bas Banim, I have to have more money. I don't have enough money. Am I allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to enable me to marry an Isha who will be a Bas Banim to fulfill the mitzvah of Abekaz Rasech Rolayer Vatanach Yadecha? So that was two opinions in Tosfos. That's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Whether the din Nafkamina Limke Sefer Torah Bishvil Banim is only you're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah to fulfill the basic piruriv to have a son and a daughter. Once you already have the son and the daughter, you want to have Rolayer Vatanach Yadecha for that purpose. You're not allowed to sell the Sefer Torah. Oh no, the other day in Tosfos, even for that. That's a hemshech, that's an extension of the mitzvah piru rivya. Also, you're permitted to sell a sefer Torah. The whole din, we spoke about last week, the whole din of selling a sefer Torah, that you get the money, it's tefes dalman. The whole thing is midirabbanan. The whole thing is a din midirabbanan. The menat Torah, the din, if you sell perishvias, or you sell hegdush, you sell avodah zarah, and you get paid money. So avodah zarah tefes dalman. Hegdush is tefes dalman. And perishvias. Paris that grow in Eretz Yisrael Shnasa Shmita, they're Teifas Domov. So if I sell Paris, I sell Esregim, and they give me money, so the money is Nitfas, but Gdusha's Paris Shvias. What does that mean? I have to use that money to buy food. I have to eat up the food before the Zman HaBior of the Esreg that I sold. Every fruit and vegetable that grows in Eretz Yisrael Shnasa Shmita has a Shas HaBior. When it's going to be Kalah L'chaim and Asada, when it's no longer available on the farms, when it's all gone on the farms. So whenever it's gone on the farms, then the kol alchayim and asada kaveda behem tocham and abayis. Then you're not allowed to eat it at home. So that's called the shas habir. So that's the din ben haTorah that perishvis is teifis damat hegdish is teifis damat avavidizar tefesna. I sell avavidizar that's also banon. I get paid money, so I'm not allowed to use that money. That money is also banon. This is only a din midirabbanan when you sell a shul. You sell the shul, so it's teifas dama of midirabban. I treat the shul like migdash miyav. I treat it like hegdash. Just like hegdash is teifas dama, So the shul is also a teifas damav. And that's what some say, that when you sell a sefer Torah, it's also a teifas damav, and you have to treat the money, you have to use the money to get another sefer Torah, and we'll only mekel, the whole din is only with the rabbanus, so we'll mekel, kadei lil matur b'lisa isha. If you sell a sefer Torah, you can use the money to support a yeshiva, or to marry off yisayim, almonis, whatever. Huh? Pinyashuyim, that we consider like bikoach nefesh. How come we make a little bit of in? Because the whole din is only midir rabbanon to begin with. The whole din that the sefer Torah type is dumb of, the whole thing is only midir rabbanon. So some in poskim and shulchan aruch, some hold, there is no din by the sefer Torah. If the sefer Torah belongs to a shul, so then just like the shul, the type is dumb, because the shul is like hegdish, migdish miyad. So the sefer Torah of the shul is like the furniture in the shul, type is dumb. But if a private person owns the sefer Torah, so some poskim and shulchan aruch say that's not teifas dama. They never made a din midir rabbanon. Sefer Torah is teifas dama. Sefer Torah belongs to a shul. So just like the shul is a migdish miyad. So like hegdish is teifas is dama. So that's what the Gemara says. He permitted to sell the sefer Torah, take the money, to use the money, lo matar with Lisa Isha. So Tesis had two opinions. What about Lisa Isha in order to have more children? He already fulfilled Pirvei Reviyah. He wants to fulfill the Erev HaTanach HaDecha. Is that mutar to use the money that he got from selling the sefer Torah? He said, mutter to use that money to enable himself to fulfill the mitzvah of Erev HaTanach Yadech. So that's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Yes, and Nachamot. So the Shammai learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish Ben Hoisha. He had two sons, and he decided on his own. He already fulfilled Pirvei Reviyah. He was Pirish Ben Hoisha. But still, he can't learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu, even though the Rabban Shalom agreed with him. His kima, Moshe Rabbeinu did a midas atzmo, midai to hud yavah. But his kima, ima shchina, the shchina was maskim, even though he didn't fulfill period, because any minute he can get a nevuah. It wasn't like Maimon Hasina that they know there's going to be Maimon Hasina. They're preparing in advance, and that's it. They're all going to be nevuah. Maimon Hasina was a level of nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu b'hokitz, not b'chaloyim. It was going to be nevuah. All the other nevim got a nevuah b'chaloyim. They were before the sleep. Lo kein abdi Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was b'hokitz. And Maimon Hasina was, they were all awake. Everybody was on the level of nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish Ben Uisha. He learned the Kal V'chaimer from Maimon Hasina. That if Maimon Hasina, they're just going to be for half an hour, the whole Aseres Adibas. The whole thing was brief. They had to have Pirish Ben Uisha to make Hachonis in the Vien. So Moshe Rabbeinu, for the rest of his life, he's going to get nevuahs b'hokitz. And he may be in the middle of Tashmish, but he's going to get a nevuah. So he understood he has to be Pirish Ben Uisha. So that was a special case. That was maybe he was not full. Maybe he didn't fulfill Pirvei Reviyah. That's what Basil Taina. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't yet fulfill Pirvei Reviyah, but he understood he's going to have nevuah b'hokitz for the rest of his life. He has to be Pirish Ben Uisha. So how did Basil know Zohar Nikeva? So they learn that from Briyas Olam. That's the last line. The Banshan created all the Mechava. The Shammai say, that's not fair. You can't learn that from Briyasa Shalaylam, because Ein Dodim Epshem Mishi Epshem. The Banshan was going to create two men. So how is humanity going to be furthered? You have to create a man and a woman. That's you have children. Briyasa Shalaylam doesn't prove anything about the mitzvah of Pirvei Reviyah. So the Shammai hold the mitzvah is to have two sons. And Basil hold, no, the mitzvah is to have a son and a daughter. Yeah. What?
Learn from Yosef and Levi. The Torah told him to Shnasarov. Yosef only had two sons.
Yeah.
He stopped him, even though it would have become a kind of river.
Rashi and Chumash quotes the Gemara in Tainus that when there's a big tsar, Shnasarov, so people are not allowed to have Tashmish Amita unless Chasuchei Bonim, unless they don't have any children. So that's a if they're chasuch et bonim, then they're permitted to have tashmish even during Shnas Rav, even when at times, let's say the Nazis are killing the Jews, and it's terrible, but chasuch et bonim are permitted to have tashmish. So that's a question of Shulchan Aruch. Chasuch et bonim means they haven't yet fulfilled Pirvei Reviyah. Let's say they have a lot of daughters, they don't have a son. So is that called chasuch et bonim? So that's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Chasuch et bonim means they have no children at all. It means that they have a lot of daughters and they have a lot of sons, but they didn't yet fulfill Pirvei Reviyah. So that's a machlokes. The Pasuk says, by Yosef, you had two boys, B'terem Tavo Shnas HaRov, to imply if it would have been Bosh Nasara, we would have been Asa B'Tashman Shamita. But would it have been Asa for him? He already had two sons. He wasn't yet in fulfillment of purity. So that's
maybe he'll blood for Manchester.
Yeah, but we don't pass him like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why Yocheved was born Ben Achaimus? Obviously, Levi was Shimish Mitosa, even though it was Shnas HaRav. Even though Shnas HaRav said that's what the Poskim discuss. How is it permissible? If it's Shnas HaRav, it should have not had Tashmish. So Tosfos says on Gemara that the whole thing is only a simple reading of Tosfos in Titus. The whole din. That you're not allowed to be Mishamish Mitosa Bishnas HaRav. The whole thing is only Amidas Chasidus, and Levi didn't observe it. So that's what some Mepharshim disagree. What do you mean, Midas Chasidus? Gemara said, Osir. Gemara said, Osir the Shamish Mitosa. So others interpret Tosfos didn't mean that the din is a real din. Levi hadn't yet fulfilled period review. He had children, but didn't have a daughter yet. So that's Amidas Chasidus. Not to be said that he didn't observe that midas chasidus. Yeah. How do you fulfill Peru Rivi? Yeah. So that's what the Gemara. Then the Gemara quotes this Tanya. You have around 25 lines in the Brisa. Then the line begins with the word Tanya. Rav Nosna Amar B'Shamis Say Shnei Zorim Sheni Kevis. You have to have two boys and two girls. So Lomim Zochor and Kevah Boy and Girl. Amar Avon My Time the Rav Nosin. I'll leave it to B'Shamis. Where did B'Shamis come off to say that you need two boys and two girls? So the Gemara, it's based on the Pasuk in Bereishis, chapter Dalit. But Tesla led us as Ochiv es Havel. So there's a Machlekes HaTanan where they darshan the word es. The Gemara tells us in different Psochem, Babakam, Hashim, and Hamsan, there was a Tana, used to darshan every word es. Bereishis Balakim, es Hashamayim, es Oretz. Es is always Marbe, something in addition. Till he got to the Pasuk, es Hashem Lekecha Tira. What are you going to add on? There's only one God in heaven above. You're not marbe anything else like the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So pirish, you stop darshaning all the essen. And Shabbat Rabbi Kiva Vadim, and Rabbi Kiva said, no, es Hashem Lekecha Tira, the Rabbi is Tamid HaChachon. That es over there, you are marbe. So we usually assume, like Rabbi Kiva, usually assume, Shimon, I'm saying, he backed out from all the drushes. And the Talmidim asked, they had notebooks full of drushes, and so yes, what's going to be with all the notebooks? They said, put them in the Shemus, it's all wrong. Kishem shiribate, kishem shikibalti schar ala drisha, kacha kabal schar ala pisha. At the time that I said the shiurim, I thought it was correct. So we get schar for attempting to figure out the correct pshat, even if it turns out that it's wrong. And now I'll get schar not to say falshiter. I'm going to stop saying droshes on the word es, because es doesn't mean anything extra at all. So he backed out, Shimon Amson, he backed out. But Ashabor Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva's opinion was accepted that es you do darshan. So that's what this Rabun is explaining. Where did Rav Nosson get his version of Beishamai, that you have to have two sons and two daughters? Because it says, V'tazul ha-laris, es ochiv, es hodol. So the Gemara darshan's es is marbe, that Cain had a twin sister, and Hevel had a twin sister. And then, Hevel v'achosa, and Cain v'achosa. Then, when Cain murdered Hevel, so then it said the Rabban Shalom gave Chava another baby, Shais, and she said, why? The Rabban Shalom had to have another child, because since Hevel was murdered, so you're not, if you have children and they die before they have their own children, then you're not yet superior. That's the Gemara later on the daf, here, four lines from the bottom of the daf. Itmar, hoyel abonim emesu. A person had a son and a daughter and they died. They didn't have any children yet. If he had a son and a daughter and they had their own children, so then yotze. So that's a machlokes. So one opinion is Rafuna amakim piri. Rafuna says yotze piri review. Rabbi Yochanan says you're not yotze. Rafuna says yotze. Why? Because we have a tradition. Ein ben David bo, here, the second line from the bottom. There's a chamber in heaven that's called Guf, and all the Jewish souls are in that chamber. And every time a Jewish baby is born, another neshama comes down from the Guf. And after all of the neshamas in that chamber in heaven and the Guf will come down to the world, so then it will be time for Mashiach to come. So he, Beishamai, not Beishamai, Rav Huna, who is it? Rav Huna is of the opinion that the nature of the mitzvah piriviyah is Kodem Matan Torah, the nature of the mitzvah was Milos Earth, to populate the earth. After Matan Torah, the nature of the mitzvah is we should hasten the coming of Mashiach by giving birth to Jewish children. And every time you have a Jewish baby born, another neshama comes down from the guf. So the nature of the mitzvah here is we have an obligation to bring Mashiach. You have an obligation to bring Mashiach. How do you bring Mashiach? By having another Jewish baby. Ein ben David bo, the Mashiach will all come out, Mashiach will call neshama shabaguf, and all the neshamas in that chamber will come down to earth. So there won't be any Jewish babies then. When Mashiach comes, there won't be any more neshamas to come down from the guf. So they quote from the Arizal, they'll have to start
recycling.
So the neshamas, after Mashiach comes, will be from the original, it'll be gilgulim from the original neshamas, from Yitzias Mitzrayim, from the original neshamas, that's how they say. And Rabbi Yechon says, you're not yet, that's not the mitzvah period to hasten the coming of Mashiach. Maybe there is a chiyuv to hasten. The Rambam writes in his Igeres Teiman, the people in Teiman sent the Rambam Mashiach. There was a crackpot who claimed that he was Melech HaMashiach. And he was encouraging all the people that they should give all their money away to charity, they should do all kinds of crazy things. So they asked the Rambam lived in Egypt, so they sent a letter from Teiman to Rambam in Egypt. Is this guy for real? So the Rambam psychoanalyzes him long distance without ever having meeting him. He said, the man is a meshugana, don't listen to him. He says, the Mashiach is not going to paskin against the din. The din is you're not allowed to give all of your money away to charity. There's a limit. And the Mishnah says in the end of Erechim, even to give to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to give all the money away. And certainly to give to Anim, you're not allowed to give all of your money away. You have to keep some for yourself. So he said, this guy's not Mashiach. Then he says, it can't be Mashiach because the Pasuk says in Tanakh, Mashiach will appear in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe this fellow will reappear in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe this crackpot in Teiman. He says, no, he'll be, the Pasuk says, Mitzemach Shmo, Mitachtav Yitzmach, Vachzen Fununta Deret. He'll be an unknown figure till he'll be Megala himself in Eretz Yisrael. So this guy's already a known figure. He already announced in Teiman that he's the Melech HaMashiach. So he doesn't qualify, even if he comes to Eretz Yisrael later on. He's not going to be the Melech HaMashiach. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchus Malachim, the last few prokem, and the Mishnah Torah talks about what's going to be as Mashiach Bet Kumin. And the Geres Teiman, he writes, a lot of it is repeat, a lot of it is overlap. And he has some things in the Geres Teiman that he didn't mention in the Mishnah Torah. He has something in the Mishnah Torah that he didn't mention in the Geres Teiman. So one of the things that he mentions in the Geres Teiman is, we all have an obligation to hasten, to bring Mashiach. According to one opinion, that is the Chiyah Pir Verivya. Yeah, if the Matan Torah, that is the Chiyah Pir Verivya. And every time a Jewish neshama is born, even if the baby dies before he got married, before he had his own child, you hasten, you brought down another neshama from that chamber in heaven that's called the guf. So you have hastened the coming of Mashiach. We paskin that that's not the nature of this mitzvah, but the Rambam says we have an obligation to bring Mashiach. So how can you bring Mashiach? What can you do? Okay, one way is by having more children. Okay, then he says we have an obligation to daven to the Rebbe Shalom. It's Temach David Avtech Meheiros Hatzmiach. Every day we pray to the Rebbe Shalom. He's in control of the Inyan of Mashiach. So we have an obligation to pray to the Rebbe Shalom. We're not in control. So we have an obligation to pray to him that he should hasten the coming of Mashiach. That's the way we fulfill our mitzvah. We have such a similar din. Bikur Cholim. As a whole sugi in the middle of Nedarim. There's a Chiyav Bikur Cholim. What's a Chiyav Bikur Cholim? Chiyav is to heal the patient. How do you heal a patient? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva had so many students, and apparently he took attendance. So he noticed that one of the students was absent, and he asked the others, where's Pliny? So they said, he's sick in the dormitory. So he went to the dormitory, and he saw it's a dinky room, so he opened up the window, and he got some ventilation there, and he changed his sheet, and he swept the floor, and he cleaned the room, and the hygienic conditions were better, and the student got better. That's the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Today, how do you fulfill Bikur Cholim? He's in the hospital, the nurses are changing the bed, the sheet, and the doctor's prescribing medication. So what can you do? So the best thing you can do is to cheer him up. Okay, Because we know that if the patient is in a better mood, so he stands a better chance of getting better faster than if he's going to be in a miserable mood. So you cheer him up, or you have to offer a prayer. The Ramo and Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ramban on the Dorm, that if you visited a chayli, you didn't offer a prayer, you didn't do the maximum that's in your power to help him get better, so you're not yotzei bikachem. He brings a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says you shouldn't, a Gemara in the Dorm, you shouldn't be mevakeh chayli on the first 3 hours of the day or in the last 3 hours of the day. First 3 hours of the day, he will look so rested. He got a whole good night's sleep. It doesn't look like he's sick at all, so you may not offer a prayer. The last 3 hours of the day, he'll look half dead because he was awake all day, so you'll think he's a goner. So you're not going to offer a prayer. So you won't offer a prayer. So the Ramban says from the Gemara's Mashmah that if you don't offer a tefillah to the Mashmah that the Chodesh should get better, you didn't do what's in the maximum of your ability to help him get better. You have to daven. So the Ramban writes the same. We daven every day. That's, it's not in our power to bring Moshiach. The Ramban controls it. So just like by Bika Cholim, you have to offer a prayer to do the maximum in your power to help the Chayla get better. So the same thing by hastening the coming of Moshiach. So one way, so one opinion is that that's what the mitzvah period of year is, because every time another Jewish baby is born, even if the baby dies, another neshama was brought down from that chamber in heaven, and that's hastening the coming of Moshiach. And we paskan that is true. Every time a neshama is born, you hasten the coming of Moshiach. But we don't accept the shita of Rav Huna, that is the essence of the mitzvah peririvya. The whole peririvya is to either to populate the world or to transmit Jewish values to the next generation. Yeah. So you're going back again, the Gemara is explaining here, Omer Rav Huna, where it says Bereshis David, he says, Omer Rav Huna, my time in the Rav Nosson, I'll leave it to Beis Shammai. The Tosefta quotes two versions of what Rav Nosson. So one version has the Bishamah say you have to have two sons and two daughters. What is that based on? Because Yedarshan es Ochiv es Hodl, that Cain had a twin sister and Hillel had a twin sister. There's such a medrash that Hillel had two sisters. That's what they were fighting about, the extra sister. Cain had a twin sister, he was going to marry her. Hevel had a twin sister, he's going to marry her. But Hevel had two sisters, they were triplets. So that Cain and Hevel were fighting over the extra sister, whether he should take her or he should take her. That's a medrash like that. I think Rashi and Chumash quotes it, no? That they were fighting about the extra sisters. It is this Amar and the Gemara says, not that they were three sisters. There's Cain and a sister, Hevel and a sister. And then when Hevel was killed by Cain, then she had they had to make up by having another son. Because you're not Yetzi. If the child dies, you're not Yetzi. You have to have two sons and two daughters. So originally, Chava had two sons and two daughters. Then when Hevel was killed, so she only has one son and two daughters. So the Baruch Shalom had to give her another boy. That's the Poshup Shat in the Gemara. So here the Maharsha quotes Akasha, who's speaking over here? This is Rav Huna, Omer Rav Huna, my time at the Rav Nosson, I'll leave it to Beis Shammai. Rav Huna is speaking. On the bottom of the page, the quote Rav Huna says that you yotze peri rivya, even if the children die. Rav Huna says, kim peri rivya, because the whole idea of peri rivya is amen David bar shechel kol neshama shebaguf. So when a Jewish baby is born, so you yotze peri rivya, even if the child dies before he has any children. So the Mashal quotes, isn't that a contradiction in Rav Huna? So the Pasha is not a contradiction. The first Rav Huna is talking Kodem Matan Torah. The first Rav Huna is talking you have to have two sons and two daughters. That was the nature of the mitzvah, Pirur V'milas HaAretz, to populate the world. So to populate the world, if they're going to die before they themselves have children. So you're not accomplishing Milas HaAretz. So of course he says the Pasuk, she had to have another son, Sheis, Tachas Hevel Ki HaRoga Koyin. If you had two sons and two daughters and one son was killed before he had a chance to have children, so you have to have another son, Chase, to substitute for the one who was killed. Rav Huna on the bottom of the page is talking after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, the whole nature of the mitzvah changed. It only applies to the Jewish people. So what is the nature of the mitzvah? So we assume the nature of the mitzvah is to transmit Torah values to the next generation. Rav Huna thinks Rav Huda thinks, no, the nature of the mitzvah is to hasten the coming of Mashiach. That's only after Matan Torah, that's the nature. Kodem Matan Torah, the non-Jewish babies who are born, they're not the Neshama Sheva Guf. The Neshamas and Guf, that chamber has only Jewish Neshamas, not the Goyish Neshamas. So the two Rav Hunas don't contradict. The Marshoi has the contradiction. They don't contradict. The first Rav Huna is talking with him, Beishamai, Kodem Matan Torah. Beishamai hold the same shear. Two sons and two daughters remains even after Matan Torah. And the Rav Huna on the bottom says, even Mesu Yerzi Piriri, because the nature of the mitzvah is taste in the coming of Mashiach, that's after Matan Torah. That's not Kodem Matan Torah. That's the Pashlis, that is not a stira. So these are the different opinions. How many children you have to have? So again, so there was one version in the Tosefta according to Bishilo, the Ozachar or any cable, one child is enough. Then the Gemara says, Omer Rav, my time with Rav Nosson, live with Bishilo. Why one child is enough? Because of Tobar or the Shevis Yitzor. The Pasuk in Yeshaya sheds light on the mitzvah period of Rivya. Shevis says you have one child. So that's what we said, even if your women are not Mechiv in period of Rivya, but some opinions in Tosefta hold them Mechiv and Shevis. Shevis means one child. The woman is not mechuyev to have more than one child. We pass women are not mechuyev in Piri Berivya, then maybe they are mechuyev in Shevis. Shevis means one child. And Piri Berivya, we paskin is more than one child. So that's Beishameh hold that you have to have two sons, and the other version Beishameh, two sons and two daughters. And we paskin like Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, you have to have a son and a daughter, and that's how you hear it's at Piri Berivya.
So somebody is working on constantly to have, because they do the mitzvah, and Shumsburg doesn't give him the two men and a woman, then because of that they're not yet, it's embroidered.
Okay, what can you do? You try. We try whatever we can do.
No, but why shouldn't we have yet to the mitzvah? He did everything we had to do.
Okay. The whole chiv is to do what you can do.
Right.
To do the best you can. Like it's like we mentioned from the Chofetz Chaim, it says, "Kol ma'asham l'sarisim," those who can't have their own children. So what should they do? Machazikim b'ivrisi, they should support yeshivas. That's how the Chofetz Chaim interprets. Just like the Gemara says, if you adopt one who doesn't have children, if he adopts children, magal ben chavero, there's a partial kima mitzvah piruvivya. So if a person supports yeshivas, machazikim b'ivrisi. It's also a partial kima mitzvah, because the whole nature of the mitzvah after Matan Torah changed. It's no longer the mitzvah to populate the world, milus or the nature of the mitzvah is to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation. So if you support a yeshiva, that's a partial kima mitzvah. If he keeps on having sons, he keeps on having daughters, he doesn't have a son or a daughter, so let him support a girl's school, or a boy's school, whatever. So it'll be a partial kima mitzvah over there. Yeah. Yeah, we assume the ger and his guy gets a new neshama, a totally different neshama. Yeah, a different source. The Jewish neshamas come from guf, and the ger and his guy gets a totally different neshama. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop over here. This week's sedra. Avinu was talking about not this week, next week said. I looked in the wrong said. Okay. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim when they divided Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yishuv Binun. It took 7 years to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael, Sheva Shekavshu. Then it took 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael, Sheva Shechilku. So the Gemara has a machlokes whether Yerushalayim nischalka l'shvatim, or lo nischalka l'shvatim. What's the issue? Because it says you have to build the Beis HaMikdash in that city. Hashiv Hashem mikol shivteichem losam eshmai sham. The location has to belong to all of the shvatim. So we assume it has to belong to all the shvatim. If they would have divided it amongst the Shvatim, and it would belong to Shevet Yehuda, to Shevet Binyamin, whoever it belonged to, so how are you Yotzei Hamakim Shehashem Nikol Shivteichem? So that Tanah who holds that it was Nischalka, the Shvatim holds, it says in Tanakh that they collected money, and they bought the Makam HaMikdash. Whoever owned it, they bought the Makam HaMikdash. So that's called Nikol Shivtech. And we assume la'alocha that that's not good enough. And you bought it, it says Dei Mikne. Nikol Shivtech means it has to belong to all the Shvatim Melech HaTchila. So in the days of Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak and Yankov, Eretz Yisrael belonged to all the Jewish people. Once they make a chalukis, it only belongs to that shevet who owns it. So we pass from Allah, Yerushalayim is never in Eschalka L'Shvatim. It was never in Eschalka L'Shvatim, and therefore you have certain dinim that don't apply to Yerushalayim, can never become an Eretz Yidachas. Certain dinim, there's no dinim by Samanuga, because certain dinim only apply in those sections there, it's all that when Eschalka L'Shvatim. So the Gemara says, the Mizbeach in the Bayesheni period, the Mizbeach was missing a Yisoid HaMizbeach. When you're looking straight ahead in the Beis HaMikdash, you're looking west. Straight ahead is west. So north is this way and south is that way. So the Gemara says, there was no Yisoid of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is supposed to be Ravua, supposed to be a square. And by Sheni, the bottom of the square was Lamed Beis Am, Lamed Beis Am. Then it went up an Amma and then indented an Amma. Then it became Lamed Al Lamed. Then it went up and indented. And then it became Chav Ches Al Chav Ches. So the top of the Mizbeach was 28 by 28. And the bottom layer of cement was 32 by 32 Ammas. So the Gemara said, but it wasn't a full square. It was only one Amma over here. And the next 31 Ammas was missing. And 31 Ammas was missing here. There was one Amma of a Yisoid over here. Why was it missing over here? So the Gemara says that was Bechelka Shel Yehuda. The Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, half of Yerushalayim was Bechelka Shel Yehuda, and half of Yerushalayim was Bechelka Shel Binyamin. The Gemara has on the end of Sanhedrin, towards the very end of Sanhedrin, there's a Machlokes, Abiyachim Mishlokesh. Machlokes once in the history, one time in the history in the world, when you're dividing Eretz Yisrael Lishvatim, can you draw the border in the middle of a city? Does it make sense? Cholkei merachas l'shnei shvatim. We have in the United States, we have different states, and then there were cities on one side in one state. Then the city grew. So half the city is in one state, half the city in the other state. It does make sense for l'chatchila to draw the border. Does it make sense to draw the border l'chatchila of a state cutting through the middle of a city? So that's a machlokes Abayechem Mishlokesh in the end of Sanhedrin, when they divided Eretz Yisrael and the Sheva Shechilko between the Shvatim. Does it make sense? Cholkei merachas l'shnei Shvatim. Erein cholkei merachas. Does it make sense to draw the border melechatchila in such a way that it cuts through a city? Once they drew the borders of the Shvatim, and then a city which was in one state, in one Shevet, it grew, so it turned out half is on this side of the border, half is on the other side. Okay, if it turns out like that. But the Machlekes is, does it make sense in the first place to draw the border that it should cut through the city? So that in the Tosfos Yeshanim on the side of the page there, in the end of Sanhedrin, they say, Yerushalayim for sure was Cholkei merachas l'shnei shvatim. Yerushalayim was half Binyamin and half Yehuda, because Yerushalayim had a double status. Yerushalayim was up within the capital of Eretz Yisrael. And L'Yos Shevet Yehuda. Yehuda is supposed to have the Malchus, so the capital city has to be in Shevet Yehuda, but also Yerushalayim has a second status. Not only is the Ir HaMelucha, Yerushalayim is the Makam HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash, that was what Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to Binyamin. He said, Binyamin Zev Yitro, it's in Parshas Vechi. I looked in the wrong set. It's in Parshas Vechi next week. So he said, Binyamin Zev Yitro, the Karbana should be brought Bechelka Shel Binyamin. The Karbana should not be brought Bechelka Shel Yehuda. The Maharsha says that we want to have a separation between church and state. We don't want the government to control the Beis HaMikdash. Yehuda is the government, and we don't want the government to have even 1 inch of the Mizbech. Shouldn't be Bechelka.
That was in that time already.
Yes.
Yaakov Avinu.
Yes, yes. In recent years also, when they offered Rav Elbala Soloveitchik, he should be the Rav Rashi in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, what kind of Rav Rashi? The government controls the Rabbanus of Russia. So what kind of Rabbanus is it? Unfortunately, it was from day number one, it's always a problem. It's better than nothing. If you don't have Rabbanus of Russia, it's going to be worse. But it's not what it should be. The Rabbanus has to be independent. So that's what the Halacha says. The Beis HaMikdash has to be independent. Should be Bechelka Shel Binyamin. Even an inch of the Beis HaMikdash cannot be Bechelka Shel Yehuda. So Tosfos there on Megillah, Tosfos, by the way, the kash, what do you mean chalka shuri chalka shel Binyamin? But we paskin mishalayim lanes chalka l'shvatim. So it's not chalka shel Yehuda, it's not chalka shel Binyamin. So Tosfos gives a difficult answer. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rav Chaim said, and then they have this printed, Rav Belbel also said the same thing as what Rav Soloveitchik. I once printed this in the Beis Yitzchok, so I quoted it from Rav Soloveitchik, and the name of Rav Chaim. So in Torah Das, they put out Hamasifta, like Vayu has the Beis Yitzchok, so they have Hamasifta. So someone wrote a whole Dvar Torah, it's all wrong. Then he found that afterwards Rav Belbel said it, all of a sudden it became all right. Rav Soloveitchik says, Rav Chaim is no good. Rav Belbel said all of a sudden it became kosher. So they said the same thing. Dividing Eretz Yisrael, there are two dinim. There's one din that, let's say, I own the suit, so it's not called a shechta suit. Ownership is a relationship. It's not a din and a cheftet. It doesn't change because it's mine or you. It doesn't change. Shalachem is a relationship that you have. But in Eretz Yisrael, this is called chalkel shel Binyamin, and that's called chalkel shel Yehuda. It's a chalashem in the land, just like Eretz Yisrael is different from Chutz Lords. So the chelik of the shvatim is the each shevet is a different chelik. But then there's a second step. So that was Yerushalayim is also in the chelik of the shvatim. Part half of Yerushalayim was a chelik of Yehuda, half was a chelik of Binyamin. The mizbeach has to be the chelik of Binyamin, and the government offices have to be the chelik of Yehuda. But then there was a second din. That's the machloek zatanoim. Chelik of Yisachar was given in Dinim Amunis to Shevet Yisachar. Chelka Shal Zvulun was given in Dinim Amunis to Chelka Shal Zvulun. So Chelka Shal Yehuda and Chelka Shal Binyamin and Yerushalayim, was the Dinim Amunis given over to that Shevet also? Or do you say, no, but when you get to Dinim Amunis, land is Chelka L'Shvatim. So that's what we pass, and we split. It's called Chelka Shal Yehuda, Chelka Shal Binyamin, the Chefta is called like that. If it, the Achreinim are bothered with the Kasha before Kibush Mechiluk, you're not chayv in the mitzvahs ha'tlis ba'aretz. The full kedushas eretzel is only after kibush mechiluk, you have to have chalukah. Before you do the chalukah, so what are you going to say? Yerushalayim didn't have kedushas eretz Yisrael? It only had kibush and never had a chalukah? How can you say it like that? So achreinim work out tzipeh. So if I quote achreinim, will work on that kasha. So the way Rav Soloveitchik said, that's not a kasha. They conquered Yerushalayim and they said, they declared, this is chalkel shel Yehuda, this is chalkel shel Binyamin. But then they didn't give over the Dinim Amnis to Binyamin and to Yehuda. The rest of Shevet Yehuda belonged to Shevet Yehuda. But the part that was in Yerushalayim, they didn't give up because it has to be a Makam Shiv Hashem, Mikol Shiv Techem. So that has to belong, the Dinim Amnis has to belong to all the Shvatim. So the Dinim Amnis was never given over to the Shevet Binyamin or the Shevet Yehuda. But the Chaloshem in the Karka was labeled. This was labeled as Chalka Shal Yehuda. That's next week's set. That's not this week. Okay. Who's watch?
No, when Yosef HaTzadik was asked to be appointed in the Cholam, who told him to give him an Eitzah? He wasn't asked for that.
Yes. We should work on that.